The phone lines are open at 221-1402. On News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here 221-1402, and I'm Carl Bott, and welcome to a foggy Wednesday morning. What a day. I'm joined today, of course, by my producer, Kelly Frost Jr.
Good morning, Mr. Carl.
Kelly, it's your chance here. What are you upset about?
Oh, I was just upset about seeing that whole front page of the sports section having the Raiders on there.
Dissing the Raiders.
Yeah, dissing the Raiders.
Well, you know what? You're the kind of guy that I know you're loyal to that.
Oh, yeah. See, it fires me up. That's something that fires me up.
Well, I've got some other things here that may fire you up in a little bit, but I also want to be joined by my beautiful wife and my partner, Linda Bott. Good morning.
Good morning. I like the weather change. Really want to bring attention to and to the forefront one more time to our listeners. We have a website called freefireradio.com, and we encourage you to go put it in your bookmark and just let us know what you'd like to hear, to talk about. We got the most incredible, encouraging email the other day that we're going to structure a whole show around. We'll tell you about that later. But
we get a number of emails, yes, with ideas, and we use it. But, hey, I don't know. Did you read the Record Searchlight lately? It appears that
I got up this morning first thing, and I got online to read it.
It appears that we've been hired to do the morning show here. Yeah. It was kind of like it was kind of a surprise. And I kind of take exception to the charges that that were cheaper, because obviously they don't know you, honey. You are not cheap.
I like a bargain now and then. But let's set the record straight. And we've said that, and we stand by as a testament to our strong feelings that Ken Murray is a friend that we love and respect and always know that, period.
Well, we always wish Ken the very best. And,
yes.
You know, and he's done a lot for the city, done a lot for the station, 10 years in radio. You know, that's a long time. And
cheap is a hard word.
Yeah, I tell you, well, cheap, you know. But, hey, I've been known to be cheap and tawdry at times. But hey,
not since you've been with me.
No. Okay, now, we're going to take a quick break here. But when we get back, we're going to talk about what we are. There's maybe a lot of people just tuning in the first time and say, well, who are these people? We're going to talk a little bit about it. Our other listeners, the hundreds of thousands of our other listeners, know who we are. The ones who have paraded out here with signs saying to hire us. Now we'll have you parade around saying, give them a raise. Okay. Anyway, this is Carl and DeBod here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side.
Piggy bank out front there.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402. You know, Linda, you know, people that are just tuning in for the first time today may not know about the show. So we're going to go over it again for our hundreds of thousands of our listeners here in the North State. Just put up with me for a minute. This is an open line show. We call it Free Fire Radio because that's what it is. It's an open line show that is your show. We just provide a radio for you to talk on.
Yeah, we're kind of like a conduit, but we're going to have our political rants and overall of what's happening, what's on our minds, bring to you the temperature and the weather and also what's happening locally. It's very important to us. Again, we feel like we're the conduits here of what's happening in the North State, and that this is your platform. So we always want you to call in and or email us at freefireradio.com.
Yeah, you know, and the other thing, too, is that if you don't like the subject we're talking about, and this has happened many times, just call in and change the subject. We can be talking about anything, and then we go to something else because, again, open line show, and that's what it is, and you all control it. Sometimes, right from the beginning, we lose control of the show. Now, some things, though, you know, have happened in the news lately that I just, you know, every day there's a new announcement from the President-elect Obama. You know, first it was the number of Clinton people that were appointed to the cabinet, including Senator Clinton. And there is a little, you know, brouhaha going on now saying, can she be appointed because she's a sitting senator, et cetera, et cetera. That that would go by the wayside quick. Of course, she can be appointed as Secretary of State. Of course, then he's kept Secretary of Defense Robert Gates. He has said he's not pulling out of Iraq right away. He's on a, 2012 to do that. But then again, he's going to listen to his commander, so he may not, he may not pull out of Iraq then. He also just came out today and said that he's not going to be taxing big oil, as he said in, during the campaigns, because the price of oil has gone down. So now they're just making billions of dollars instead of hundreds of billions of dollars. So he's not going to tax big oil. And, every time I say this, Kelly's head drops a little bit further down. But you know what I'm waiting for tomorrow? I'm waiting for the announcement tomorrow that he's going to shut down the borders. And there's not going to be anybody coming in here illegally into the country. And that's the next announcement. Now,
think that's going to happen?
Of course not. Because neither one of the political parties want to touch that one. But they're going to have to touch it sooner or later, because part of the problem we have is, and especially in California, is that we're so far in a hole, billions and billions of dollars. We've got to come out some way.
Well, isn't that what's good about the Minutemen?
Well, the Minutemen American Defense, they're just along the border. But it's like, that's like trying to put your finger in the dam, because it's so many thousands and thousands of people go across that border. I remember, this was some time ago, but I remember that, the only thing that was keeping people out of this country at one point was one strand of barbed wire. And that wasn't even up all the time along the border, the southern border. And I'm not even sure there was any wire at all along the northern border. So anyway, the budget, which is, taking such a huge thing in the United States right now. I mean, the big three automakers are coming down, and, they asked for $27, billion. Now it's up to $34 billion, which is probably, first was just the base, the base price, and then the next one has some more options. And they did, though, as we pointed out when we heard they flew down in the jets, I said, why don't you just drive down? And guess what? They did, and they did it all in hybrids. And it was good to see that all three of the autos that they took made it from Detroit down to D.C. It was good. No, that's a good first step. Come on. That's a good first step. Anyway, now, we were talking about...
Those guys had their feet held to the fire
You don't show up with the tin cup in your hand flying in the private jet. And they said, it's for security reasons. Well, yeah, security reasons is probably you wanted to have that little shot of bourbon before you got off there, before you got in front of that mad dog crowd in the Congress. Which, by the way, how many of them fly on private jets? One. And two, them going after anybody about wasteful spending is ridiculous. Our Congress just throws, millions and millions and millions away. Earmarks. We spend money on things that will never ever do anybody any good in this country. Do you see that? Why again? And I go back, veterans. Why are veterans having to take a 12-hour ride to get an MRI instead of doing it right here in town? Why should an 84-year-old World War II hero have to get in a van and be gone for 12 hours to get an MRI? Why can't he have it right here in town? You know why? Because we don't have one. At the VA clinic here. It's not because they haven't asked, or not because they're good people down there. It's because there's been no money for it. Well, how about taking 1/100th of 1% of the $700 trillion and buy an MRI here? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with taking care of veterans that have put their lives on the line for this country over and over again? What is so hard about that? Well, it's just another thing. We're going to be, the other thing too is that there's been some changes in the city council. We're going to be talking about that when we get back. We have a guest today. Somebody's going to call in. We're going to be talking about, some things that are happening this weekend. We've got, another few minutes that we're going to be talking about, people's priorities in this state and right here in this town, which I found really amusing just yesterday. But this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. We have people lined up on the phone, and we'll get to you as soon as we get back.
Good morning. It's 40 degrees at 822. It's News Talk 1400 KQMS. You're in the Free Fire Zone, 221-1402. Again, we've got somebody on the line. I think it's the guy who brought us some fabulous
good morning,
Starbucks
Daniel.
Coffee.
Well, good morning to both of you.
Hey.
What's up today, Daniel?
Well, you kind of pushed my button a little bit there with the VA, you know, and the MRIs, that kind of stuff. They could save a lot of money by first not purchasing the MRI and utilizing the MRI facilities that are already here by contract. And I'm sure they know that, but, you know.
Well, Daniel, you know, one of the things I did check on is the cheapest price they can get for an MRI around here is like $600. And the reason they put people down to Mather and other places is that they can get three or four people in for the same price for a contract MRI up here.
Right.
So that's a problem right there.
Well, it just depends on, you know, the facility that's out there. Because, you know, if you look at the price of buying one of those doggone things, that's a chunk of money.
It is a chunk of money. But, Daniel, you know, you're a great guy. Wouldn't you rather spend 500, I think it costs like $500,000, maybe $550,000, $600,000 on a machine that aids veterans here in Shasta County than spend $500,000 or $600,000 on foreign aid that goes to a dictator someplace in the in Africa?
Well, of course I would.
Well, see, that's the way I look at it is our Congress, our Senate, and this goes for our state along with federal, they don't look at our country as being their home. They look at it and the money in that home as being a budget to take care of our home. And that's the problem I really, really have. And I don't care if it's Republicans, Democrats, or Independents that are in Congress right now and in the state Congress, it's the same thing. They'd rather spend money. They gratuitously spend money everywhere without a budget that you, Daniel, I know are on a budget. Linda and I are on a budget. Kelly's on a budget. And yet they can go out and spend this money and they don't have priorities.
Well,
that's my
problem. Both being longtime military guys, both worked on a budget within our own jobs
there
in the military.
There you go.
And you know how frustrated you were. I know I was trying to get the brass to approve it because the brass couldn't approve it because they didn't know what the heck Congress was going to do.
Well, that's it. You know, and you go on these continuing resolutions because Congress can't get it together. Now, look at the state of California. Our legislators left. Schwarzenegger had to pull them back on a special convening of Congress to try and get them to pass a budget.
And you know what's scary there is just because he pulled them back because of that doesn't mean they can't do other stupid stuff while they're down there because they're not restricted to only doing the budget.
Oh, I know. I mean, you know, and there's Schwarzenegger out in front of Obama with his hat in his hand going, please give us $9 billion.
Yep.
You know what? I just, you know, this is, you know, how do we get there? I mean, and I've got some stories and I want to talk later on about. I have a personal friend that's in the process of losing his house right now because, you know, he got into that and he's taken on the responsibility. He says, hey, look, I got in that subprime.
Yep.
Now he has a job. He makes the money, but because it kept changing, he's not making enough money to make that payment on a house that is, you know, of course he bought at the top of the market. Now is worth $200,000 less,
yep.
But he can make payments, but the mortgage group will not do that. And this is one of the groups that got billions of dollars.
Wow.
Explain that to me.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't have a big word for that. You remember Everett Dirksen?
Yeah, you know, kind of vaguely. I think, he was.
Well, you recall, kind of, he's the one that said, you know, a billion here, a billion there, and pretty soon you're talking about real money.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is now with this particular Congress, I'm expecting they're going to say, well, a trillion here and a trillion there, and it's unimaginable money.
Yeah, I tell you. Hey, Daniel, thanks a lot.
All right.
All right. Hey, Russell, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
What's up?
Oh, well, first of all, to answer your question, why all these people are getting these money in the lending industry is the fact you've got to remember they're friends of some of these top Democrats are sitting up in our Congress.
Yeah.
You know, what you have to remember is when Franklin Raines was sitting up there at the top of Fannie Mae and cooking the books to make all this extra money, that was embezzlement.
Well, you know, somebody sent me an email, and, you know, people are sending us hundreds of emails a day, you know, about different things. And one of them was they had a video of a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac discussion being done in Congress by people saying that, hey, they were in trouble. And this was years ago. And watching people defend Freddie, you know, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, saying, "Oh no, they're doing fine, they're doing fine," and you could just see it going down the tubes. You know, you're right. They're being paid for it.
Well, see, Franklin Rains should be brought up on embezzlement charges right now. He should be getting ready to go to court over it because he was cooking the books, and that's supposed to be illegal.
Yeah.
But because people like Barack Obama and Howard Dean and Dodd and those guys were at the top of the money list, you know, for campaign funds, nothing is being done to them. So that's why that has happened.
Well, I tell you I don't see it, you know what, and the thing is, too, but there was some aiding and abetting going on the other side. I think there's, you know, yes, the Democrats had more than their share of this, but, you know, we had some other guys on the Republican side that ought to have their butts smacked,
sure,
too.
Sure, there were, and they should be held accountable, too.
We're held accountable. Why aren't they held accountable?
Because their names aren't as high on the list.
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, thanks a lot.
But as far as our veterans care, though, go call.
Yeah.
Just a brief point on this. The reason why our veterans don't get the care they deserve is because of the perception that our government gives to veterans. I mean, if you take a look how long did it take for our Vietnam veterans to get vindication when they came home? They were looked upon as women and baby killers. You know, our president-elect himself in an interview, you know, made the comments that we were air raiding villages and killing civilians. You know, they're not painting our military in a very pretty picture right now. And these are people that put their lives on the line for us every day to preserve the freedoms that we have, including freedom of speech for these people who keep knocking them down.
Well, you know, that's true. That, you know, there's been statements made. But let me say something, Russell, is that the things that I have found in this country, you know, is that the support for our veterans and our military is just top-notch. Unfortunately, I mean, for the people like us, and for almost all of America, but unfortunately, the people that have access to the airwaves on the, you know, on the mass media out there sometimes don't bring out the fact is that people do respect the military, people do respect the veterans, and, you know, God knows we never want to have what happened to our Vietnam vets happen ever again to our veterans. Anyway, hey, thanks a lot for the phone call, and we've got to take a hard break right here. So thanks a lot, Russell. Hey, you know, this whole thing about veterans and veterans care is big for us. You know, it always has been, you know, for Linda and I and that. You know, we're more than happy to spearhead any fights there to try and get things done. You know, we are getting that a CAT scanner here up here in the Veterans Clinic here through the work of Pete Privett and his group, and they're going to have that in here. So that's a good start right there. But, hey, we've got the phone lines backed up, and we're going to get to you as soon as we come back from our break. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Join us on the other side.
Welcome back. It's News Talk 1400 KQMS. You're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bot. The phones are lit up. Let's get to line one.
Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. First of all, welcome to a permanent show.
Well, you know, that's going to start here on around the 15th, from what I understand.
Listen, I have a suggestion for you. You know, you guys have expressed your admiration for Ken and that, you know, he's your friend and whatever. I think you ought to have him on the show once in a while, on at least a semi-regular basis. His opinions are interesting, and he always brings an interesting point of view to whatever it is that's being addressed.
Absolutely.
I think it'd be great to have him. Now, if I can go to what I called about, your last caller was talking about the military budget systems and how the difficulty they had getting funding for different things.
Yeah.
You were a lieutenant colonel in the Marines, and I'm sure at one point or another you managed a company.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about a military company.
Right.
You know what happens with the budget at the end of the fiscal period, where the company commander says, go and spend the excess. We can't afford to lose a nickel. We got to spend every bit so it gets continued.
Yeah, and if you don't spend it, or even, this may sound funny, if you don't shoot up all the ammo you have.
Exactly.
It's going to count against you for the next time. Absolutely.
Well, this is not just... I mean, we just talked about it on the lowest level right there in regards to a company, and I don't mean that in a derogatory means. I mean,
right,
on a scale basis. But the budgets throughout the entire government are doing the same thing. They take those funds that were allocated to them and at the end of the fiscal period spend it indiscriminately on anything. I mean, they buy 27,000 cases of paper clips. But something so that it gets spent, as you said, use the bullets or you're not going to get replacements.
Well, you know, that's the way it was, you know, John, I'm not sure if it still is, if you can't just have the money go over. But, you know, but there's so many budget lines, if I remember it's right, you know, and it's been a while since I was handling, you know, budgets, which right. I did at one point because I was heading up this large operation. And it's that if it's in a specific line, that money is budgeted for that year. And then you have got to use that, or it goes back into a general fund. Now, does that mean the money goes away from, say, the military or that, or no, or the organization? Maybe not, but it goes back into a general fund, and you can't pull it the next time. It's got to be reallocated.
And it may mean that you're going to get a reduced budget the next
that
time.
That could be.
Obviously,
that could
didn't
be.
Need it.
Yes.
Well, I think that is the attitude, or the attitude about that spending is what's going on with the government, and why. Right now, what more than anything else has to happen is we need an ombudsman group in the government to wipe out this excess spending for no purpose whatsoever.
Well, I think you're right. I think we need to, you know, we're looking at that. We also need to take a real good look at these earmarks, you know, and be able to veto these things out it doesn't seem, you know, isn't this ridiculous? $250 million, you know, in the days of the trillions, it's like our previous caller said, you know, a billion here, a billion there, it starts to add up. Now it's a trillion. So, you know, we've got to start making smart moves on where we spend our money. Let's take a real good look at where the money goes. But an ombudsman is probably a great idea.
Well, we need to do something because we're going to wind up with that $3.5 billion for a loaf of bread like they do in Zimbabwe.
Oh, man, I tell you what. You know, hey, thanks a lot, John.
Have a good day, Carl.
All right, thanks.
Good luck with the show.
All right, hey, thanks a lot. Dorothy, good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm so glad you guys have got a permanent show. I love listening to you. This is your friend, the liberal fascist.
Oh, you know what? I've carried around my definition of fascist for a week.
He's got a little sign he carries on his keychain now.
It says fascist.
Don't be afraid.
That's,
So listen, you're talking about the military, and I have got to tell you this. I was my husband died last year, but he was a veteran, and he went to Dr. Cox over at the veterans clinics here.
Uh-huh.
The one on Hartnell, and I remember one day Dr. Cox literally begging for medication for someone that had come back from Iraq. He said the medication they want to give this young man is 30 years old, and he could not even get the best medication for him. That's really sick. Anyway, also I wanted to tell you, my son Bob works for Lockheed in Marietta. He used to work in Burbank, and they moved to Marietta, Georgia. My son-in-law works for Northrop Grumman in El Segundo. And you should hear the stories I hear. Now, I know we need a good defense, but, I mean, the...
We need a smart defense,
Dorothy. We need a smart defense. They laugh at Northrop Grumman because they charge the government $500, my son-in-law said, for a bag of screws that they can go over to Home Depot and get for $5. And,
hospital system.
What?
It's like the hospital system.
Yeah, they charge you, what, $10 for an aspirin?
Yes, yes, but this is taxpayers' money, and our poor soldiers can't even get armor when they want it.
Well, that's not always true.
We sold our house in Millville. We moved into town. We sold our house in Millville to a retired Air Force officer.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the defense budget and what was happening there, and he said that they would ask for like one prototype for like from Lockheed, and they would get three or four just so Lockheed could get the extra money. And when they're not on budget, you know, the Pentagon gives them a certain amount of time to build whatever they need, and if they build it within a certain time, like they do here with the bridges, the contractors and everything, they will give them a bonus. And if they don't get this done on time, they don't get the bonus. They don't get the 100%. They still pay them 90% of the bonus, even when it's not done on time. So you know what Eisenhower said about beware the military-industrial complex? I think we have to look at this, too. I have been sick for years over this and on the money we're wasting on this.
Well, Dorothy, let me put it this way, is that, you know, when you look at you look at things that are being bought, you know, and the government goes cost plus. Just look at what happened in Congress. They just built this new place for people to come in so they can see Congress. It's a, you know, it's a building there. Did you see it? It's 100% over cost.
In Washington, D.C.
100% over cost. And Nancy Pelosi was standing out there being so proud to, you know, to have people come in there. So not just the military on this and, you know, for this.
Well,
but you're right.
I want the soldiers to have armor. I want them to have the medication they need when they come back.
We want them to have the very best.
You know, and I want them to have good airplanes and the things that we need. Well, but the military-industrial complex is getting richer and richer and richer, and our poor soldiers are not getting what they need.
Okay, Dorothy, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay,
thanks for your phone call. Hey, keep calling, Dorothy. We like this.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
People call in and give you, like, food for thought.
Well, here's the thing about this. Is what Dorothy is saying is, you know, the military-industrial complex. First of all, the military, and we're talking about this armor. You know, the armor was out there. You know, people got into this thing. Somebody said, "I want better armor." So people started buying this armor to give to the soldiers and Marines. Guess what? The studies and the tests they did on the armor was it doesn't work. It didn't work. The stuff people were buying to give out there. The armor we used over there in Iraq works. People taking chest hits. And then not killing them, getting shot. And you just don't go through those ceramic plates. You know, the ceramic plates on the sides for the explosions. Now, nothing's perfect. But to say that our people were not taken care of, there may have been instances when that happened. But overall, that would never happen. And we have the finest equipped military in the world. And Dorothy, but I know what Dorothy's saying is, what I'm saying here is there's no reason we can't have the best, but let's be smart about it. Let's get lean about it. Let's start taking a look at the things we're doing two or three of and just do one of and make it really good. Now, this is Carl Lindebaugh here on Free Fire Radio News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines are backed up. We'll get to you as soon as we come back from the break.
Welcome back. 41 degrees. It's almost a quarter to nine here. It's Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio News. It's Free Fire Radio.
It's easy for you to say.
I'm telling you, News Talk 1400 KQMS. You got to get all those little call letters in. And we have Karen on the line to talk to us about something special at Shasta College. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for waiting.
I wanted to talk about some of the music that Shasta College has for December. That might help people feel a little better about life. Tonight is the jazz concert at 7:30.
Okay.
And this December 5th is the Shasta Symphony Orchestra.
Okay.
Excuse me. And December 6th is the chamber and concert choirs. And on the 12th are the programs for community members as well as students. Is a community chorale and the women's ensemble, which I sing in.
Great. Now, how can people, is there a website or something people can go to check out all these dates?
It will be in the date in the section for
the Reading Searchlight
events.
Okay, great.
Wonderful.
They're all at 7:30. There's tonight at 7:30, Friday, December 5th for the orchestra, Saturday, December 6th for the concert choirs, and Friday, December 12th for the community choirs.
Great.
All at 7:30.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for your call. There's great music happening
at
Shasta College.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And speaking of music, I have to just, can I just gush here for a moment?
Sure.
On the line, we have a gentleman who is such a gift to our community. If you've never seen A Cascade Christmas, which I had never seen until Monday night, don't walk, run to get your tickets. They actually need to have this book throughout the month of December, and I think they just did two weekends. I'm not sure. But we're going to be talking to James Santos in a moment. And I just have to tell you that this is Radio City Hall meets Disneyland. It was wonderful to be in the audience and see the looks of enthralled children. Great talent, wonderful backdrops, wonderful sound, extremely gorgeous costumes, and it was brilliant. So I would like to introduce to all of you now James Santos.
Good morning. How's it going today?
Well,
are you levitating?
Your kind words are so sweet. I appreciate that.
Are you levitating at this point? Are you?
I am actually. I'm sitting in my dressing room, getting ready to go on for about 1,000 kids right now.
Okay, now tell us what time you have two shows today, correct?
We have two school shows that are completely sold out for school today.
That is so awesome.
And it's just great. The kids are wonderful. They're so appreciative. And then we have shows again Thursday night at 7, and then Friday at 8 o'clock, and then this Saturday from 2 to 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock show also.
And we want them all to be sold out. Now, in the program, it talks about how you start to do Christmas in July. Do you actually conceive the each scene? How do you go about doing that, James?
Well, we actually kind of dream it up every year, and what's happened over the years is we've created a storyline. So last year we had a pretty strong storyline for our first act, and then we just embellished on that. And the next year what we'll do is we'll create a whole new storyline for the show. We try to keep some numbers from years past because it's so expensive to add new numbers every year with costumes and backdrops and et cetera. So we just try to added like maybe 3 or 4 new production numbers every year and then 3 or 4 returning numbers.
Well, I have to commend you for doing a number towards the very end, which Christmas is about. And there is a religious number where you bring a donkey on stage, a burro.
Yes, we do. We do. It's our nativity scene, and it's actually grown and expanded quite a bit over the last few years. Of course, this is the reason we celebrate Christmas, and so it really finalizes the show out in a very respectful and beautiful manner, I feel. And, yes, we have live animal on stage, and, there's so many things that the holidays that we get so caught up in with commercial, and most of the show is very much related to the commercial aspect of Christmas until the end. So we really love that portion of the show, too.
Well, thank you for your gift, for being in Reading and displaying such great talent and passion. And to all of the cast members and all of the people that work that show, Reading is very blessed to have you here.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming here tonight, and I hope that we can continue to do this every year and celebrate with our community who has given us so much over the last few years by supporting this project. And so I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Well, you know, James, we support everything that goes on in this community, most everything that goes on in this community. And the amount of work you've done and the amount of good you've done in the community is outstanding. So we will always support your efforts in the community.
Thank you so much.
Break a leg.
We will, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good holiday.
Have a great show.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Just in case people are kind of, why would you say that? Because, that's what you say before you go on stage. It's an old show business term, break a leg. I don't know if it's from vaudeville or what. I have to look that up.
Well, I think, that means, is it kind of like when Kelly says to me, punch you in the face? No. Is that?
Could be.
Hey, this is Carl Lindabad here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402. We get back, we're going to talk something about cheap and tawdry.
Something that appeals
to my fellow bikers. See you on the other side.
Great money as soon as next week. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. You're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Quit laughing at me. Okay, you know what?
What?
Bar dancing.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Talking about cheap and tawdry here. I look at Reading Searchlight online.
They're covered,
and I look at them online, and I look at two articles about the economy here in the state of California. I mean, it is a great article. It talks about how bad it is, and all these things have to be done. And then you look at the comments underneath it. There were 12. Then we talk about the ABC, the Alcohol Beverage Control Board, taking a look at Johnny's, the new bar downtown, because the girls are dancing on the bar, and that may be illegal, according to ABC, Alcohol Beverage Control Board, and there's over 200 comments on it. Okay, budget 12, girls dancing on the bar at Johnny's, over 200. Okay, what's that tell us here? Maybe the bloggers are excited about dancing on the bar. Now, never having been to Johnny's, I'm not sure, but people have made comments that the girls dance in a bar, if you don't like it, then don't go there. Other people say girls dance in a bar, it's the next step to Sodom and Gomorrah. There's a rebel flag hanging out there. Well, rebel flag, okay, that a lot of people don't really like that, but I kind of really believe, we're not very judgmental here, really. We try to give everybody a fair shot. You don't want to look at that flag, don't go in the bar. You don't want to see the girls dancing on the bar, don't go in the bar. Now, the question was is that when they got their liquor license, though, they said that there'd be no people dancing on bars, and now they have. Well, I guess they're going to have to figure that one out. But just but what got to me was the economy 12 girls dancing on the bar 200. You gotta love it.
Five of those comments were mine.
What's your yeah, okay, I'm not going to ask. Don't tell me on air because you're not North Cal Heathen, are you? Okay, mm-mm. Good. I think that guy's a felon.
Input. A Northern California Veterans Cemetery is going to be doing the Wreaths Across America.
Absolutely. What a great thing
so,
that is.
So we invite you to celebrate the second annual Wreaths Across America. The celebration is Saturday, December 13th. Mark your calendars. The ceremony will begin at 11 o'clock a.m., at the beautiful Northern California Veterans Cemetery, and that's at Gas Point Road.
Yeah, and at the IGO one. And they also, but they need help putting these wreaths together starting, I believe, on the 8th.
So you can always call Kim Chamberlain, always, at 227-6432. That's Kim Chamberlain. She is an amazing advocate for so many veterans, organizational things that are happening in the North State.
Yeah, this will be up on the be up on our website also. If it's not up there right now, it'll be up later on today. It's absolutely beautiful what they do. They make sure that every veteran that's lying in rest up there has a wreath on his or her gravestone. And it was really touching last year. It really is. So if you get a chance to help with this, please do so. And for sure, but go up there at 11 a.m. on Saturday, December 13th, and participate in this. You may even be able to take one of the wreaths and put it on one of the gravesites.
Want to take another second to make one more announcement. You know, Don Burton over at K-Shasta handed me that this benefit for Make-A-Wish Foundation. Now, I did a concert for Make-A-Wish, and it's such a phenomenal foundation. It's called the Glass Slipper, and 100% of the proceeds will go to help the local chapter. It's December 18th at 7 p.m. in the Market Street Reading building that's northwest of the Placer and Market. It's going to be a champagne and hors d'oeuvres, and this is going to be a full-on runway show showing fashions, 30 models showing fashions.
Runway show, that doesn't mean planes, right?
Runway fashion show.
Oh, okay.
With featuring 8 local boutiques. So the tickets are going to be $30, and you can buy them at the Cascade Theater box office. It's a great way to go out. There's going to be all kinds
of... When's it going to be?
December 18th.
Okay.
And they're going to have silent auction as well. So it's for Make-A-Wish.
Great. Super. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. How are you?
Morning. Thank you.
So far, so good.
Good. Did you guys have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Pretty good.
All right. Super. I thought I might help you fill in a few blanks on the break a leg phrase.
Thank you.
I don't know exactly where it comes from, but yes, it is vaudevillian. And in the superstitious circles that they have, it's bad luck to wish good luck. So going by that, break a leg means if you wish someone bad luck, you'll bring good luck.
Oh, Kelly, I hope you fall off the chair.
Oh. Absolutely.
Well, you know, it's really funny about that because I am superstitious, and being in theater for so long that if somebody said, hey, have a great show tonight, say good luck, I say, oh, no, tell me to break a leg.
Don't wish that.
Yeah. No, but tell me to break a leg, and so people get it. Okay.
Hey, Greg, thanks so much for your phone call.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Well.
That's why we love this call. I mean, look at this.
We have never asked a question that somebody didn't come in right after that and say, hey, this is what it is, this is where it is, like, you know, somebody asked about that ribbon, said, you know, I saw this, you know, my father passed away and I was going through his stuff and there was this ribbon. This is what it looks like. I mean, like 2 minutes later, somebody calls and said, this is what that ribbon is. So or, you know,
maybe
just,
or something was a bit.
Yeah. You know, nuclear generation of power, you know, about, hey, how's it work? This one thing, this guy calls in, it's just happened. This whole family has been involved in this for years. So, hey, look, you know what, as people that don't read the Ready and Search Light, of the hundreds of thousands that don't read the Ready and Search Light, is that Linda and I will be going on vacation here, and when we come back on the morning of the 15th, we will be doing the show 5 days a week, 8 to 9, for the foreseeable future. So we really, really appreciate the support that we've gotten from the community up to now, all the nice phone calls, the hundreds of thousands of people coming in, writing, and all that. We appreciate that, and we want you all to have a great week, and we will see you when we get back. This is Carl and Linda for Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, and just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?